transgender professor misgender students on purpose if they don't comply with woke sex disclosure. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 24, 2022. A transgender professor at Macquarie University in Sydney, Australia, says he purposely refers to his students as sexless if they don't go along with a bizarre new tactic that involves including pronouns next to their names for online classes. If you're teaching online, you ask students to put their pronouns next to their name. Some students, like some staff, don't want to. Fair enough, I advise students that if they don't, I'll just use they/them or their name, Professor Sandy O'Sullivan revealed in a recent Twitter thread. O'Sullivan, a professor of Indigenous Studies at Macquarie University, claims to go by they and them on his Twitter bio. While O'Sullivan openly admits to referring to students as sexless if they do not comply with sex labeling for class, the professor also suggested that students have no choice when it comes to which sex to use for him in class. Misgendering, in my experience towards me, only ever happens for one reason: they don't believe my gender and nothing I do can convince them. So all I need is for them to comply, O'Sullivan wrote in another tweet. As for students who don't refer to O'Sullivan by they or them, the professor said he doesn't punch down when that type of incident occurs, but rather, allows other students to correct the student who used a sex pronoun. I just got asked what I do if a student does it. Only time it's happened, other students have corrected them. I just nod and continue on. Punching down isn't a thing in any instance, O'Sullivan said. The bizarre new practice of disclosing one's sex pronoun on name tags, email signatures, and the like has spread throughout colleges and universities across the world, and has even trickled into the workforce. Some professors have even claimed they will punish those who do not go along with the new practice. One professor at Brooklyn College revealed in a syllabus that intentionally misgendering someone will result in immediate dismissal from class for that session. Continued abuses will result in disciplinary action with the appropriate administrators, according to a report by Campus Reform. As academia, television shows, media outlets, and left-wing activists continue to promote transgenderism and guide children to doubt their biological sex, more young people are identifying as non-binary, a term referring to sex identities that are neither male nor female. Research published last year by the Trevor Project found that more than 1 in 4, 26%, of LGBTQ youth identify as non-binary. An additional 20% said they are not sure or are questioning whether they identify as non-binary. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.